This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new survey of Denver teachers shows half say they haven't received the mandatory plans on how to deal with serious discipline incidents. Rob Gould with the Denver Classroom Teachers Association gave an example from high school teachers.
They wanted to know who was in charge of the radios, what rooms were the radios in, you know, and if there's an incident, who's supposed to grab the radios?
Teachers are also filling in more because of a lack of substitute teachers and are being asked to do more required training outside of work. Gould says training needs to be done with colleagues, not in isolation. More Colorado adults are now vaping, according to new data from the state health department. The spike is being fueled by a sharp rise among those 18 to 24. A quarter of them now use e-cigarettes regularly. Andrea Burnett Hartman with Kaiser Permanente's Colorado Institute for Health Research has researched the health impact of e-cigarettes.
And this seems like a setback, potentially, especially among our younger populations, where there could be higher nicotine dependence in my children's generation than in my generation, which is not something you wanted to see.
The data show many Colorado adults who vape also regularly smoke cigarettes and binge drink. Colorado State Legislature called a snow day today. Lawmakers will be back at work tomorrow. The annual legislative session started last week. And portions of the Roaring Fork River between Basalt and Carbondale are under a flood watch due to an ice dam. There could be a sudden rise in the river if the ice dam breaks. Anyone near or on the Roaring Fork should use extreme caution, look out for ice debris flow, and seek higher ground. This is CPR News at 6:06.